This is the Paula Gordon Show. I'm Paula. Bill Russell and I with Dr. Richard Lannan. We are all in San Francisco. This business about being profoundly social animals, being connected, creating ourselves and each other. Mm-hmm. Really, please talk a little more about who you pick as an adult, never mind as a kid. Don't we have a lot of control over these resonances that we influence and choose and walk away from?
Well, we have more. We have.
Unless, of course, you work for somebody.
Yeah, we have both less control and more control.
And, of course, Americans are smitten with control.
Yeah. We have less control because, in a sense, we can only what we know is familiar to us, and we will go towards that. So we tend to repeat patterns because they're familiar. They're what we see. But on the other hand, we can, by paying attention to it, choose people that are different, and we can actually grow by picking people who are just a little better than where we are, and have, and I guess one thing I like to say is, and have the hope that that can actually be there, that things, there is a way that you can go, and depending on how you build your social network, that's how you'll be.
Again, you're not saying abandon your mother because she was mean to you.
No, not at all. If anything, if there's a way to repair, it would be good. You know, that's sometimes impossible, but if you are in the unfortunate position of having a situation with a parent that's not working, build your own family. You know, reach out. Build your, with friends, with build a supportive relationship network around you.
It's also, you make a strong and convincing case for the importance of incrementally approaching these things. We can't just go out and pick somebody we think we want to be like and expect to be able to make anything come of that. No. Resonance piece is
it's very important, and it takes a long time. These processes are very deep. They're very changing, and they take a while, a long time, to actually grow. It's why therapy takes so long. It's why when people are in relationship for a long time, you can start to see how alike they are. You know, you can actually see the other person in the other person.
Is this all about relationship?
Yeah, actually. It's the importance of relationships in human life, and how our emotions, our ability to attach, and the way our memory works really allow us to be the social animal that we are, and that it's very, very clear now and can be scientifically proven. At least the tip of it can be. I'm sure there'll be more and more and more that we learn. But it's for the rational ones of us, it's comforting that there is some science that we can turn to when we think about love and attachment.
These are not incompatible. The tendency is to want to set them in juxtaposition or contraposition,
right.
Emotion and reason, you're saying au contraire.
Yeah, yeah.
I have the sense that you are standing at the top of a mountain looking at a mountain range, but at least we've gotten somewhere.
Yeah,
is that right?
That's right. And it feels like we can improve and change our society and make it better.
A hopeful way to end. We thank you for letting us come into your office and your life, and for a wonderful book. Thank you so much, Dr. Lannan.
Thank you for talking to me.
A General Theory of Love is a powerful book which has already changed many lives. All three psychiatrists made this important book possible. We're particularly grateful to Richard Lannan, who made time to be with us, and Thomas Lewis gets additional credit for his lyrical writing. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.